this morning as we are standing before him. Let us lift up our hearts and say, Lord, we thank you for the week that has gone. And even thanking you, the Lord, you have ushered us into the beginning of another week. Let us all pray. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, oh, how gracious, Lord, we are this morning. That, Father, we find ourselves out in your presence, Lord Jesus. In your presence, Lord, truly we are strong. In your presence, that, Lord, that's where we belong, God. And, Father, there is no other place but to run into that name, Lord. And this morning we thank you, the Lord Jesus. Our footsteps have been quickened, O God, for us to run into your house, Lord Jesus. Because we know, the Lord, there is something there. We have the name, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that, Lord, that name, we have everything, O God. Father, we thank you, we bless you. Genuine message that, Lord, you have given to us from our various homes. We give all the glory to you. We thank you, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray with our thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this grace that we have received once again, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you that the Holy Spirit has quickened our footsteps, Lord, to run into your house, God, because there is something in your house, Lord. There is your name, Lord Jesus, which is a mighty tower, and the righteous run to it, God. And this morning, that's why we here, Lord Jesus. We thank you for the quickening power. We thank you for the church bells that have been ringing in our hearts, Lord, to find no other place but right in your presence, Lord. Father, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands. You are the teacher, Lord. Come, bless your word, O God, and make it a living bread, Lord, unto us. Even we remember, Lord, our brethren who are still on the way coming, the Lord, as you have granted us genuine mercies, grant them the same, Lord. And Father, as many that wouldn't be able, bless them where they are, Lord. We thank you in our Lord Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, sir, we are still on our studies. Let's turn to Revelation 2. Revelation 2. Pergamos Church. Let's read from verse 14. That's where we are. About the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Let's read 14 and 15. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. God says he hates this doctrine of the Nicolaitans. He hates what? The doctrine of Balaam. Praise the Lord. So, last week we were looking at the doctrine of Balaam, and in a nutshell, what did we hear from the prophet? He said, if you take away the word of God and the moving of the Spirit as a means of worship, then you have to give the people another form of worship as a substitute. Isn't it? Amen. You've taken away the word of God. You've taken away the moving of the Spirit as a means of worship. So, what are they going to do? You have to give them what? A substitute. Something to worship. Praise the Lord. And he said, that substitution spells Balaamism. Amen. As you have taken away the word, you've taken away the moving of the Spirit, so whatever you give, it becomes what? The doctrine of Balaam. Praise the Lord. So, God in the church of Pergamos, God denounced two doctrines. The church of Pergamos, he denounced two doctrines, as the doctrine of Balaam and the doctrine of the Nicolaitans. Praise the Lord. And so, he said, if we are going to understand what the doctrine of Balaam is in the New Testament church, we had better go back and see what it was in the Old Testament church, and apply it to this third age as Pergamos, and bring it up to this present time, if we want to know that doctrine of Balaam in this present time. We have to start it from where it started, the Old Testament church, and then bring it toward the third age, which is the Pergamos church, and then to this present time. Amen. And he said, Israel, God chose Israel as a people, and they were a type of what? The Pentecostals of that day. Amen. And they took refuge under the blood, and they were baptized unto Moses in the Red Sea. And after they crossed the Red Sea, we all know what happened. They were singing, praising the Lord, dancing in the spirit with Miriam, with her tambourine and all the things. Praise the Lord. They were giving praise and honor to the Lord. And so now they started their journey on the wilderness. And the prophet said Israel was on their journey to Palestine, coming from Egypt. And the Lord was with them. And every enemy that had risen up before Israel was moved out of the way. Praise the Lord. Till now, they came to a place, they came to the border of Moab. And we know Moab is what? Related to Israel. By way of Lot and Abraham. Praise the Lord. Because Moab is the son of Lot through one of his daughters. So, these are our brothers. So, we are not going to fight them. We are not going to fight our brothers. So, what did Israel do? He said, so Israel came up to the borders of Moab and sent messengers to the king saying, we are brothers. Let us pass through your land. If our people or our animals eat any, drink anything, we will gladly what, pay for it. But the king of Moab, Barak, he didn't agree. Amen. But what did he do? Why he didn't agree? Let's look at it here. The prophet said, the king Balak got very excited that head of the Nicolaitan batch, he said something like that, he said, was about to, he would not allow the church to come through with its signs and wonders and diverse manifestations of the Holy Spirit. See? With their faces shining with the glory of God. See? Barak looked at the whole thing and said, no. I wouldn't allow these people to pass through. He said, It was too risky, as it might lose some of his crowd. See, brethren, it looks as if the same thing is just working. Amen. In any community where maybe there are different churches, if you go there and start a church like any of these churches, I don't want to mention names, there wouldn't be any problem. But the moment they hear about a message like this, there's always some kind of what? Confrontation here and there. Amen. You see it? Because wherever, every time truth is being challenged. Because when Jesus himself even came, praise the Lord, when he came, there were what? the Pharisee church, they were the Sadducees, the Herodians, even the Zealots, but they were all against him. Praise the Lord. So it is today, wherever truth is, when you take it to any place, there will be a challenge. The people try to what? Try to find problem with it. So that's what Balak was doing. When Israel, with their manifestation, as the prophet is saying, with the Holy Spirit and then the wonders and diverse things, look at the way how they defeated all the people that were before them. The Amalekites, the giants of Amalekites. See? So he said, if he allows them to pass through, their life might change his people for them to what? Follow them. So he's not going to allow it. So wherever truth is moving, there's always what? There's always a challenge. Amen. So even as we go to Carlo, there will be a challenge. Praise the Lord. There will be a challenge. But start any other denominational church, is silent. Nobody will mind you. Amen. It's true, brother. Because truth, there is always what? The devil knows it. And he will come against it. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, Barak rather went and looked for the prophet of that day to do what? To seek the face of God. Because they were also what? The prophet said they also knew the truth. The Moabites. To see the face of God and curse the children of Israel. So we know the story how Balaam went to God and God said, don't go. Finished. And then Balak insisted. The king said, oh, Balaam, go and ask God again. You see, I'll double all what I want to give. I mean, I will give you part of what my kingdom, you be. See, now, Balaam was looking for what? Political position also. See, and you see that today, many leaders in churches, the pulpit is part political and part of what? The religious. Praise the Lord. So, Balaam, we are talking about the doctrine of Balaam. So, now he wants to bring in political also. He wants that kind of word. Everybody sees him also in the political side. Praise God. So, he went a second time. And God said, go. Praise the Lord. And this had been, the prophet said, had been a controversy, or not controversy, but it has confused many people. Many Bible readers, that God told Balaam, go, and then he turned around to bring an angel on the road to smite him. They couldn't understand. See, myself, I was one of the people that couldn't understand it until I came into this message. Praise the Lord. All because when God has spoken once, it's finished. God will never change his word. And so, if you insist, he gives you what? What you call the permissive will. Praise the Lord. Permissive will. But permissive will is what? It's death. It is only his perfect will, because he himself is perfect. Amen. That stands. Praise the Lord. Amen. So what he gave to Balaam was what? A permissive will. And you know, Balaam was someone, the Bible says, when he blesses you, you are blessed. When he curses you, you are cursed. So it is. But he, now, moving with that kind of word, permissive will. My brother, you see how, today, there are many, many churches that pray and heal the sick. They cast out demons. They use the manifestations of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. Those things work all right. But They are in what? They are performing all these things in the permissive will of God, because God said, in everything, let's read Colossians 3:17. I don't know whether it's the correct. Okay, yeah. Take it to 16 for me first. Say, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom. You see? Teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. 17. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Everything, all things must be done in his name. Amen. Praise the Lord. And truly, all these churches, they pray in Jesus' name. They heal in Jesus' name. They do everything in Jesus' name. But when it comes to baptism, say no. Huh? And God allows them to go. Praise the Lord. Permissive will. He allows them to go on. They bless the people. They heal the sick. Everything. That's why he said that day. He said, not all that says, Lord, 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 will enter into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Because they are not doing his will. Everything must be in the name of Jesus Christ. That day, they will come and say, oh, we cast out demons in your name. We did this in your name. We did that. What about baptism? Did you do it in my name? Say, go away from me. I don't know you. You work as for what? Iniquity. Praise the Lord. So we are talking about Balaam's doctrine. You see it? Everything working what? Perfectly. Not perfectly. Everything moving all right. But it's not perfect. Praise God. You see. So, he said, when Balaam asked God for permission, God turned him down. But Balak insisted, promising him every greater rewards. So Balaam went back to God. You see. But he said, the prophet said, one answer from God should have what? Should have been enough. Because God can never say anything and then say, oh, I'm sorry I said it. God can never do that. Say something and then God comes back and said, oh, I'm sorry I said it. No, sir. God cannot take back his word. So what he told Balaam should have been the same. The same thing today. Because we are bringing it to our present, as the prophet said, we are bringing it to the present time. God says, baptize in my name. And it has been so. But what is happening? They are doing it differently. And God is allowing them to do what? To do it. So you come back to where? Balaam's doctrine. Permissive will. Praise the Lord. Permissive will. You see. So, we see that anything God says, my brother, it is yea and amen, because he said, the word of God is eternal. And it's perfect right from the beginning. It doesn't change anywhere. Amen. And so, it's the same thing when they were in the wilderness. The children of God were in the wilderness. They were being given what? Manna to eat. And the prophet said, this food was a perfect food. Till even no one got sick. Praise the Lord. Amen. But what happened? Reach a point. We are tired of this manna, everyday manna. We remember the fish, see, and the cucumbers, and the garlics, and the onions that we ate freely. Look at that, freely in what? Egypt, which is never true. Praise the Lord. So God gave them a permissive word. Will give them meat to eat. And whilst they were eating the meat, God what? Strike them. You see, sometimes maybe you won't understand it. God gave it to them, and then later he strike them. You see, so anything under permissive will will surely not what? Never come to, will never be perfect before God. See? God gave the meat to them. They were eating, then he struck them. The same thing also. Let's look at what? The law. God says, man is not justified by the law. He said, as many as are of the work of the law are under a curse. Hey. But then why did God give it to them? See? Why did God give it to them? He gave the law to them. But you see, because of the prophet we have, we know the answer. Praise the Lord. Because the prophet said when the children of Israel left Egypt, they were under what? They were under a prophet. He said they were under grace. And that grace gave them what? A prophet, a pillar of fire with them, a sacrificial lamp, the rock, everything. Grace. Rock giving them what? Water to drink. Everything. Grace. They don't need to what? Worry. Manna from heaven. Praise the Lord. But he said, because of the hardness of the people, he gave the law to them. Because they were looking for law. See? They were looking for the law. Said, Moses, you see, you had to put down some laws so that it will guide us and all this, that. And God said, okay, take the law, go and give it to them. But you see, the law can never work. If you are under it, you are under curse. He gave them grace. They shouldn't have asked for anything anymore. That's why that day the Pharisees came to Jesus and said, they knew it all. They knew. They wanted to test him. Said, can someone put away his wife? Then Jesus said, look, God made them what? Said, God made them both female and male. Made them female and male. And then he brought them together. And he said, what God has put together, let no man put asunder. And so, no, you can never put away your wife. Praise the Lord. Then they said, but why Moses gave them a written divorcement in the wilderness? See? He said, Moses gave it to them because of the hardness of their heart. But in the beginning, it wasn't so. Praise the Lord. So because of the hardness of the people, that Moses had to give them what? Laws. And give them things that were not perfect before God. And God allowed it to go. But God knew that at the end, he would bring back grace. Amen. Through Christ Jesus. So, let's watch this. Permissive will. God can give you permissive will. You'll be going on fine. Very nice. But, you see, it takes only the elect not to be deceived. Because today, all these manifestations of the gifts that people can use, miracles, because now many churches is what? Miracles. They go to see only miracles. The word they've put it somewhere. That's what he said. When you put the word and the moving of the spirit away, the next thing is what? Balaam's doctrine. See? So now they are using what? The name of the Lord to heal, to do everything. But they are all what? Under permissive will of God. It will never go anywhere. God still stands by what? His perfect will. Because he is perfect. That's why he said, be ye also perfect as your Father is perfect. God richly bless you. Next week we look at the Nicolaitan doctrine. So you see how Balaam's doctrine, everywhere, permissive will of God. They are doing everything right. They are doing fine. They are doing fine, but my brother, my sister, it's death. Praise the Lord. It's death. It's permissive will. They are moving on fine. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, Lord, once again. You brought your word. You've revealed this unto us, O God. Father, truly, it takes only the elect who will never be deceived, O God. And Father, we thank you for the prophet of our day, the true Lord Jesus. Oh, the message that we have received, our eyes are opened, Lord. Father, we thank you for our Sunday school. We commit the rest, O Lord Jesus, of our activities unto your hands, Lord. Even the song leader and the musicians as they come over, we pray the Lord Jesus once again, the Holy Spirit, knowing very well that he's already here, Father, and that the atmosphere will be created, O God. For your word for this day, O Lord Jesus, will come in, O Lord, to bring us, Lord Jesus, joy upon our hearts, Lord. We commit our pastor also into your hands, Lord. Father, take him and use him today for the sake of your elect. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.